I've really enjoyed it, which is not unsurprising because I actually care about local government. You know, I've long cared about it ever since I was old enough to understand about politics, which probably probably about 8 or 9 years old when my dad was a commissioner, an Arbury Parish commissioner, and he was fighting against some central government proposal to change certain aspects of what was going on. And I recognised that there is something really quite important about local government, which sadly, it's fair to say, most people in the Isle of Man don't really seem to get. I'm not going to pretend that it's all a nirvana in local government. You know, the fact that maybe only a third of the population bother to turn out to vote is a bit of a concern. But actually, local government, the local authorities can do an awful lot of really good stuff. And I've been very lucky to have worked with some great commissioners in my almost 9 years, it'll be, when I step down. Forward thinking, some really good ideas. I've helped them push them along in a few directions. They've pushed me in other directions. And I think in Arbury and Rushen, we generally do a pretty good job in providing the services we have to provide, as well as providing some services that central government can't afford to do or can't afford to do well. So we supplement and help as best we can with those.
You're joining us on your last day as clerk. So is there anything that's happened to you over the last 9 years that you will never forget? Anything that sticks in your mind, whether it's good, bad?
The loads of good things. I mean, I would have to say that the thing that is clearly in the minds of all local authorities at the moment is the way in which this last government doesn't seem to get a local government. Whether you agree or disagree with some of the measures that they're bringing forward, the fact that they are bringing so many things forward without really listening to what local authorities have to say, I would say working on the assumption that central government thinks it knows best and local government should just trot into line. It's not how it's ever worked in the past. And actually, there's some really good volunteer politicians that are doing some really good things in their parishes and towns and villages. Really good work going on. Lots of innovative stuff as well, which perhaps central government could learn from some of this, rather than we've decided what the solution is and here you go, we'll give you a few weeks to respond, but we're not going to take any notice of you. And sadly, that's coloured the last 4 or 5 years of my time as clerk. But there have been really good times too. I mean, we've organised lots of parish events, which I've really enjoyed doing. I mean, one particularly enjoyable thing was during the 40th anniversary year of Culture Vannan. They gave out grants to various organisations and the commissioners decided that they would quite like to make a film about the Colby River. And we had a really good script already provided by a fellow called Cecil McPhee, who was a Rushen MHK many, many years ago. He'd written an article about the Colby River for Manx Life magazine. I took that article, made it into a kind of a film script, and we've produced a 40-minute film all about the Colby River. And it's a beautiful film and a wonderful description of a particular point in time along that Colby River, different characters that we've interviewed along the way. One certainly is no longer with us, but we managed to get film of this fella talking about the old days when he used to come in with a cart to the mill and all this sort of stuff. So yeah, that was a particularly big high point for me working with the commissioners.
You oversaw the merger of Arbury and Rushen, the two parishes coming together. What was that like and how do you think it's worked, like looking back on that now?
I would have to say I think it's worked well. We were reasonably lucky in Arbury and Rushen in that Arbury and Rushen are similar sizes, Rushen slightly smaller, but in terms of the budgetary setup, Rushen spent the same sorts of amounts per head as Arbury would spend. So there wasn't much of a difference when it came to rateable income. So in terms of merging the parishes, parishioners weren't too upset. I think one of the mistakes we made was saying as a result of the merger there would be savings. There were savings, but of course the public, I think, automatically when they know that there are savings, they assume that their rate bill is going to go down. But having the efficiency of one administration instead of two, and making those sorts of savings that were certainly made is one thing, but at the same time, costs have gone up substantially. So perhaps the increases that people will have noticed would have been bigger had the two authorities remained separately. But I think the important thing as well, from the commissioner's point of view, is this is demonstrating that they are willing to consider new ideas, new ways of operating. You know, they're not stuck in the mud living in the past. They want to make their area as good as possible. They want to provide the best possible public services for that area. So they're quite happy to consider things that would do that. And certainly that's something that has happened with that merger between Arbury and Rushen.
How do you think the role of clerk has changed since you first started in the position, which was now about 10 years ago?
It's changed subtly. You have to have a pretty thick skin to ignore some of the what I could describe as unnecessary, fussy bureaucracy that comes along from time to time. And I think that seems to be becoming increasingly obvious to me, certainly as clerk. Maybe it's because I'm getting old and I like things the way they were, but it does seem that some of the bureaucracy that's being foisted upon us in local authorities, but I think it's across the public service, is a little bit unnecessary, you know, a little over the top. Rather than a single simple policy that deals with a single simple issue, we will, yes, but what about all the other possible issues we could possibly think of, and let's get them all into a big policy, and then you create this massive amount of bureaucracy, which isn't strictly necessary when you're talking about running a relatively small organisation like a local authority.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.